www.thebrainfarm.com.
Take control of the airwaves. Toll free number is 800-259-9231. The Packet 8. .net toll free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features on the site. We give them away. Those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you. We do it for free. freetalklive.com. Got some bad news, Mark. Some bad news in the world of guns. Now, let's pull out the old Second Amendment, shall we? Just for review's sake. Just so, in case you've never heard it before, you have some idea of what the original founding fathers had in mind for the country.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed.
Seems pretty straightforward. The idea there being that you should be able to have guns. And
the right of the people should not be infringed.
You shouldn't be
keep and bear arms shall
shooting
not be infringed.
People with them unless they're in self-defense, unless it's in self-defense purposes. And the individual at the center of a trial in Fayetteville wasn't shooting people with his guns. He just had some. And now he's been convicted of possessing guns. And I will explain the story. Hollis Wayne Fincher's machine gun trial has gone to the jury. And the first of all, there's two stories, both coming from the Morning News, which is, an Arkansas newspaper. The first story's got the detail, and then the second story is just a quickie saying that he was found guilty today. So, guilty verdict, so whenever it references that he's going to trial or they're going to deliberate, the deliberations are done. We just haven't gotten they haven't sentenced him yet, okay?
So, you'd think the lawyer would be able to walk in front of the jury and say, "Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I hold before you the Bill of Rights, it's part of the Constitution of the United States of America, the supreme law of the land," and then just read the right of the people. Keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
You would think.
Find this man not guilty.
That's part of the case, Mark, in fact, as to why it was that he wasn't allowed to do that. Here's how it worked. So they went to trial. The jury's deliberated. The defense rested Thursday after U.S. District Judge Jim Larry Hendren ruled Fincher's proposed testimony inadmissible. Fincher testified for more than an hour with the jury out of the courtroom, so Hendren, the judge, could decide if his testimony was admissible. Hendren has repeatedly ruled that the defense can attack the government's evidence, but not the law that applies to the case.
Amazing.
He also ruled, based on the U.S. Supreme Court precedents, that laws passed by Congress to regulate firearms do not violate the Second Amendment. After hearing Fincher out, Hendren decided that the testimony was aimed at challenging the legality of federal gun laws, not if Fincher had illegal unrestricted firearms, or rather unregistered firearms, in his possession. Fincher maintains the possession of the guns, which he does not deny, should not be criminalized because their possession was reasonably related to a well-regulated militia based on the Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. Fincher said, who said the group would have been derelict to not use inexpensive, available, and effective military weaponry to protect their homes and the state. Now, I don't think the article has mentioned it yet, but Fincher is a lieutenant in the militia of Washington County.
Mm-hmm.
So he is a militia member. Fincher said the group, according to police, Fincher had two .308 caliber machine guns, homemade versions of a Browning Model 1919. The other firearms were 9mm Sten design submachine guns and a sawed-off shotgun. He said they were an ideal machine gun for a militia. While the defense has tried to make the case an issue of the Constitution versus federal gun laws, the government has tried to make the case as simple as possible for jurors. Fincher had the machine guns, and they weren't registered as required by federal law. And as we've seen, whenever somebody tries to challenge the law itself in a courtroom, this is what happens. The judge decides, no, there will be no law in my courtroom.
Yeah,
you can't.
The American people just aren't smart enough and aren't capable enough deciding on their own laws. We have professionals for that.
Right. If the law's on the books, the judge will not allow it to be challenged. The judge will not allow jury nullification to come up. That was another tact they were trying to take with this case, was to point out that this is an asinine law. Please throw it out. And the judge just refused to even allow them to utter such things in the courtroom. If you can't defend yourself, if you can't bring up the defense that you think is going to get you off the hook, if you can't bring up the defense that you want to, this is not a free country, and it doesn't even have a semblance of having a justice system anymore. It's a stacked deck, any way you look at it. And it's absolutely disgusting.
You know, it's what's sad is that these guys hire lawyers, and then their lawyers are hamstrung because they're part of this whole organization.
Right.
They won't go against what the judge says.
Or they'll have their bar license revoked. Fincher, a major issue has been whether or not the militia of Washington County is a valid state militia for Second Amendment purposes. And the judge ruled that it's not. A state militia is...
Well, thank you, Your Honor. Yep. Thank you for your wise and studious opinion.
Yep, so now...
Now, go pound some salt in your butt, you stinking bureaucrat.
Now the judges get to decide what a militia is and isn't. They get to decide what you can even bring up in a courtroom. There's no semblance of justice here whatsoever. But if you think there is, 800-259-9231, if you can take the state side on this one. A state militia, according to... the judge, is an arm of the government under the governor who appoints officers at his discretion, according to case law that former Governor Mike Huckabee provided prosecutors a letter saying there was no recognized relationship between the state and the militia of Washington County. So, for you to have a militia, according to the state of Arkansas, it has to be state-approved. If the state hasn't approved your militia, you can't have one.
Well, how historical is that? It doesn't seem to me that necessarily every state has always sanctioned every militia.
The original purpose.
I mean, people should be able to get together and protect themselves. That's what a militia is all about.
That's what I thought, at least. Apparently the state disagrees. Can you imagine that, Mark? The one organization that is out there to protect us from an overreaching state is now being outlawed by the state itself.
And, you know, the state, it's okay for the state to have these automatic weapons and any old kind of weapons they want. But no, not you.
Well, we can't trust you regular folk with these automatic weapons. It's okay, though, for any state agent to have them. Fincher argued that the group notified the governor that it was forming the militia and acquiring weapons, and when he didn't respond in 10 days, that they had the state's approval. So I guess what they did was they wrote a letter saying, well, if you don't respond to this letter, we're going to presume that we've got your approval. Hendren said members appear to have the best interest of their state and country at heart, but the outfit is, at best, an unorganized and unregulated militia. This is the judge saying.
Oh, it's got to be this unregulated militia thing. Hold on. What is an unregulated militia? Because the Constitution just says militia.
It says well-regulated, doesn't it?
Yeah, it says a well-regulated militia is being necessary to the security of the free state.
Well regulated by the government is what the judge is saying. The judge is saying we need to have it. See, this is the problem with the Constitution. I was on Gardner Goldsmith's show today here in New Hampshire, and we were discussing this. And that is that you can't use the Constitution as a backup for your argument. You can't stand on it. Because as soon as you try to pull the Constitution up as to validate what you're saying, anybody else can throw down and say, well, that's just your interpretation, Mark.
Right. I guess you're right.
And in the case of the robed ones who are in charge of the courtrooms, that's what they always pull out. Oh, that's your interpretation. And in fact, we're not even going to allow your interpretation in our courtroom.
Yeah, who the hell do they think they are to interpret the Constitution?
Men in robes, sir, with men with guns standing by to enforce their decisions. That's who they are.
That's exactly who they are.
Thursday morning, federal firearms expert testified guns seized by federal agents at Fincher's Washington County home are machine guns as defined by federal law and are not properly registered. It's a machine gun, said Earl Griffith, a firearms expert with the Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. He told jurors as he examined one of the guns seized. Fincher said he'd assembled about 10 of the Brownings and 50 of the Stens for the militia. The Browning 1919s were originally made for U.S. military and later sold to Israel, where they were modified to fire a .308 caliber round, said Griffith. They were later decommissioned and sold to dealers who can legally sell the guns in the United States as parts kits, minus the right side plates that allow them to function as a fully automatic machine gun.
Mm-hmm.
Plans and templates for the side plate are readily available on the Internet and were seized from Fincher's house, said Griffith. The Sten-type guns were likely decommissioned guns from Britain, sold as parts kits that were assembled here. They go into some of the other guns. It's been illegal for civilians to own machine guns without permission from the U.S. Treasury Department since 1934. Federal law permits the public to own machine guns manufactured and registered before 86 under certain conditions. Guns made or imported after that date can be bought by law enforcement agencies, but not to the public. Each new weapon is subject to a manufacturing tax, must be registered with the Bureau's National Firearms Registry. Both sides will present closing arguments. I guess they did. In fact, the story was that apparently the defense wasn't even able to call witnesses. They didn't present any evidence or call any witnesses. And why is that? Because the judge said you can't do it. 800-259-9231. Claire Wolfe, famous quote, about shooting the bastards? When is it going to be time? It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Ted Anderson from IDIS, January 12, 2007, gold 614, 10 ounce gold coins are 634.54, 319.82 for half, 159.16 for quarter ounce coins. That's 634.54, 319.82, 159.16. 1971, Nixon closes the gold window, fiat currency. 1920s, the German mark explodes from 75 to 23 trillion. 1995, gold doubles against the Mexican peso. 1997, gold increases 82% over the Indonesian rupee. 1998, gold jumps two-thirds over the Russian ruble. 2002, the Argentine peso loses a fifth of its value to gold. 2006, the last superpower, the USA's mighty dollar, loses over half to gold and other raw goods. Could government let this happen? Without immediate backing, how much will it lose? Midas has Nick Barashev's report covering the loss of purchasing power, fat tail events, bull market economic vulnerabilities, and gold-oil relationship. You've lost half of your purchasing power. Call 800-686-2237 before the rest disappears. That's 800-686-2237.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. The Packet 8 toll-free line for you. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there, we give them away, and that does include the updates. You get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That is updates.freetalklive.com.
Does your company have a bunch of unpaid receivables just sitting out there? Try Kosakel CAI. They do collections in a whole new way. Kosakel knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. They record every customer interaction, so you can check their work. Let SACL CAI handle any or all of your accounts receivable needs. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 1-800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
1-800-259-9231. We just got some very disappointing news out of a case happening in Arkansas, and I sort of just learned about it within the past day or so, and it has just been decided by the jury in this case that Wayne Fincher is guilty. Hollis Wayne Fincher, guilty of having unregistered firearms and I guess being open about it. I mean, he drew some attention to himself because he just thought it was okay what he was doing, and he was willing to take it to the courts and fight it out. He thought that he would have the opportunity to fight this 1930-something law that outlaws people owning machine guns in the United States. He thought that, can you imagine this, Mark? He thought that the judicial system was the appropriate place for laws to be challenged.
It's crazy.
And possibly overturned. I mean, wasn't that the original purpose of the judicial branch? Was to examine the laws and determine whether or not they are actually indeed or not constitutional?
It seems like that seems right to me.
I guess he had that silly idea in his head and figured that, well, if they brought him up on charges, he'd be able to fight the charges and, you know, present a case and maybe, just maybe, get the law overturned as unconstitutional. Well, it turns out that when he got into the courtroom, and according to...
we don't do that here, son.
According to the War on Guns blog, one of the guys who was actually in the court, according to him, the judge at one point said he was going to allow the constitutional objections in his court, and then the next day turned it around and decided, no, we're not going to allow those constitutional objections here in my courtroom. So as a result, the defense couldn't call any witnesses. And they couldn't have any testimony.
Sounds like somebody had a talking to with him.
You think so? That's what the suggestion was here in this blog.
It seems like it.
Those BATF guys can be pretty scary dudes. I mean, these are the same people that killed the folks at Waco and Ruby Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't put it past them to be violent and threatening towards people. But either way, the judge came back and said, nah. You won't be talking about the Constitution in this courtroom. Nope, sorry, you can't challenge the law itself. All you can challenge is whether or not you broke it. And, of course, he admitted to having the guns. He had the guns. Everybody
right.
knows he had the guns. So, to the jury, it seemed like it was an open and shut case because the judge wouldn't allow him to actually present his defense.
You know, here's what I would have done. Is I would have asked my lawyer, please sit here and make sure I don't mess up, but I'm going to handle it from here on out. And then... go ahead and shut me up at my own trial.
Mm.
How are you going to do it? How are you going to get a jury to sit there? You're going to keep sending them out of the room. You're going to keep, silence, you, I will not have the Constitution in my courtroom. I mean, really, what are you going to do?
You might as well. You don't have anything to lose, right?
Right. I mean,
you know you're going to get thrown into the clink either way.
You might as well handle it from there on out. I might as well question those people because I don't have any witnesses left. They're probably not going to let me call anyone up anyway, and then I get to do the closing arguments.
Now, I mentioned Claire Wolfe's famous quote about, is it time to shoot the bastards, or when will it be time? I don't remember the exact
quote. Our government's at a funny stage. It's too late to do anything about it. It's
too early to
shoot the bastards.
Right. And we don't advocate violence here on Free Talk Live. In fact, I personally would prefer nonviolent solutions to downsizing the government, to getting the government out of people's lives.
It's all I find acceptable.
But at a certain point, you know, at what point do we cross that line?
No, it's not today.
When they start throwing people in prison and not even allowing them to bring up defenses in these so-called fair courts that we are supposed to have. The courts have been decimated. The Congress is full of scam artists and thugs. And the president is another lowlife just like the rest of them are. The whole situation has been corrupted, and it has no resemblance at all to what the Founding Fathers originally intended. So when do we finally cross that line? I don't know. And I'd like to hear your answer at 800-259-9231 and how you feel in general about people not being allowed to bring the law itself into the courtroom, the Constitution itself. It's not just in this case, it's also in the case of the tax freedom advocates like Irwin Schiff. He wasn't allowed to bring up his arguments.
Now,
they just railroaded him right into a prison cell.
Didn't
just
he
like
represent
they did
himself,
guy.
Though?
I don't recall.
I
don't recall. We got to go to the phones, though. Edward in New Mexico, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hello?
Hey, Edward, what's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure, what's on your mind, sir?
Well, I'm listening to you rant about the judges and stuff, and it's really a frustrating topic for me.
Yeah.
I've been following a group called Citizens of the American Constitution.org.
Okay.
Jack and Margie Flynn of just north of me, Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Yeah, I think I've heard something about them.
They seem to have a pretty good system, and it seems to have worked a couple of times. They basically before they set their foot into court, they file some motions that state right up front, this is a article. Sorry, I'm getting all nervous here.
That's all right.
Article 3 Constitutional Court with a jury and a sworn judge, an affidavit or a motion verifying that the court has, that the judge has sworn an oath to the Constitution,
okay,
has a surety bond and all that stuff, et cetera, et cetera. And basically brings it into a constitutional instead of an administrative court. What that allows them to do is when the judge comes up and says, you know what, you're not allowed to insert the Constitution here, they can stand up and put some teeth into it and say, excuse me, sir, you took an oath to this Constitution. You are in a state, are you going on the public record as going on in insurrection of the Constitution?
Hmm.
And they take it a step further and saying, you have an armed bailiff standing next to you that is not taking action against you in this. This makes it armed rebellion against the Constitution. You just entered treason, sir, on the public record. And they push it from that angle, and it sort of gets the judge by the balls. So
not really. It does sound good. It sounds like
are they representing themselves?
Because sort of ahead of time, you're asking them questions that make them say yes.
Well, that's the thing. You stick before. Okay, to set it all up correct, if I can calm down a second and get it out.
You're doing fine.
It's just us, man. There's nobody else listening. Just me and Mark.
They say basically what they do is they set up a bunch of pre-court motions that say, have you sworn an oath to the Constitution?
How is it that the judge can't just dismiss those pre-court motions, send out bailiffs, send out the cops to grab them up and, snatch them out of their house and throw them in front of the court? How is it that they even bother respecting these pre-court motions? Hang on, we'll let you come back and explain it. You can catch your breath, get a drink of water or something like that. 800-259-9231. The toll-free number for you. The courtroom situation in this country is an embarrassment to freedom. And I'd like to hear your comments on it as well. 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Shelly, you look wait, why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed, F-A-N, dot...
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it.
Mm.
But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Yeah, but what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer. and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-0230 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-0230. 1-800-322-0230.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. We also do credit restoration. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. It is the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com, is where you need to go to get access. It's for free. There's over 900 pages created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website, wiki.freetalklive.com. And like everything else on our site, it is totally free. And by the way, what's your liberty issue? Well, maybe it's the right to bear arms, like we've been discussing this hour. Register now for the February of 2007 New Hampshire Liberty Forum. Panelists include pro-Second Amendment New Hampshire state representatives and gun organizations, as well as Bill Westmiller, national chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus. Visit freestateproject.org/libertyforum for more information and to get registered. That's freestateproject.org/libertyforum. We started out the hour talking about a story about a man named Wayne... Let's see, what was his last name? It's Wayne Fincher. Yeah, Hollis Wayne Fincher. He was on trial in Arkansas for possessing machine guns, and he wanted to actually bring up the Constitution and, you know, that pesky Second Amendment in his trial. And the judge told him at first, yeah, that would be okay. Then the next day the judge came in and said, no, you can't bring that up. And so he wasn't allowed to bring up his defense, and as you might imagine, since he couldn't use his own defense that he'd had planned for himself, the jury went ahead and convicted him, and now he's going to jail. He's a 60-year-old man.
Ridiculous.
Now he's going to jail, federal prison.
A danger to no one. Committed no violent crimes
no
against
violent
anyone.
No violent crimes at all. Just had a
no
few machine guns.
No crimes against anyone.
That's it. And they also, the judge also ruled, based on so-called Supreme Court decisions, he ruled that militias have to be appointed by the government. That you can't just go out and form your own militia. It has to be a state-approved and state-regulated organization.
Which apparently flies in the face of this country's heritage.
Yes, I mean, it does.
We had militias all over the place here, and they were private organizations of men who got together to defend themselves.
Voluntary associations of individuals is what militias mm-hmm. were. And you could have more than one militia in any given area. If I don't like your militia, Mark, I'll go form my own militia.
Fine.
And I don't have to ask anybody's permission to do so. Though the government is now saying that you do. And if you don't ask permission, then you might suffer the same fate as Wayne Hollis, or Hollis Wayne Fincher, rather. Let's go back to the phones, back to Edward in New Mexico. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Now, Edward, you were telling us about a group called the Citizens of the American Constitution. I've gone to their website at this point, and it's a very long website URL. It's citizensoftheamericanconstitution.org. It's got that sort of low-quality layout to it. You
very
can tell
much so.
It's just that, you know, it's just
it's
a couple
a grassroots
of
grassroots type thing.
Right, it's a couple of people. They don't have a large budget. I haven't had a chance to really peruse the site quite yet, but
the site itself is put together by Jack and Margie Flynn, to the best of my knowledge, or someone worked for them, and they themselves do tours or seminars,
workshops. As I see. And what I can, from what I can tell here, it looks as though they're actually giving away their information. And normally when you see these sort of patriot websites, they always have, like, a little bit of a teaser. We can get you out of paying income taxes. Just buy our $700 book.
Yeah, that's not what they're doing.
Buy our $800 CD-ROM and all secrets will be revealed. But
now they're,
it actually appears that they're giving you the information up front, which to me, that's a good sign.
They are. They seem to be very upfront about it. Their seminars are, they're not cheap, but they're not extremely expensive either.
So the basic idea, as you were explaining it, as I understand it, is that they file a few motions before they actually go to trial.
Lay it out this way. When they first go up to the judge, first thing they do basically is file up some motions asserting that, or attesting for the public record that, yes, you've sworn an oath. Yes, you're here to uphold the law and the Constitution, et cetera, et cetera, that this is a constitutionally compliant court. And as soon as the judge asks them to put in a verdict or something, they challenge the jurisdiction, saying, wait a minute, there's no jury here. This is not an Article III constitutional court. So that's the mindset that they're coming from. Only an Article III jury court has any jurisdiction over them.
I feel a little bit lost already. I mean, is this something that if you look at the site, you can start to understand if you don't know what all these Article III things are, or do you have to have
I'm just saying the third article of the Constitution that sets up where American citizens can be
right.
tried.
That's the article of the Constitution that sets up the judicial system.
That's the reference I'm making to Article III.
Gotcha.
I might be mixing up 2 and 3, but I think it's 3. I'm pretty sure it's 3.
Yeah, I'll go check it.
Answer your question, though, one of the setup questions that they set up, in line with have you taken notes, is I have a right to a fully informed jury, and the jury swears an oath to the Constitution. I'm reading this line right off their website. Mm-hmm. The jury swears an oath to the Constitution. Is that correct? In its deliberations and in its verdict, the jury is required to abide by its oath. Is that correct? I mean, what judge is going to say no?
Right. How could
you're on the public record right up front saying, I'm taking my constitutional rights, I'm demanding a constitutional court, I'm demanding a fully informed jury, which includes the ability of the jury nullification.
You don't tell them about jury nullification up ahead of time.
As I understand, when you submit your instructions, it comes out then, but I mean, you've already got constitutions firmly established in this court already.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And they're actually claiming here on their website that they've won over 250 cases, a near 100% victory record.
That caught my ear. They've posted for free a two-day workshop online in their audio section. It's a little dry to go through, but it's kind of if you listen to it, you can pull quite a bit of information out of it. It's well worth it. I've listened to it 3 times over now, and I still haven't managed to figure out exactly all of it.
Interesting. Now, are they actually representing
people? They were involved in the group that initially got the Los Alamos Labs cleanup initiated here in this state.
I don't know what that is.
The nuclear test labs here in New Mexico.
They did what now? What about them?
Well, I wish I didn't have all the history up. I don't have this history up in my fingertips. I'm not ready to talk about this. I don't remember.
Okay.
But it's basically the lab was basically running under the radar for some 30-whatever years, and the neighborhoods were getting sick and stuff. These people, Jack and Margie Flynn, personally got involved with some of the groups or one of the groups trying to get this looked at and getting Los Alamos cleaned up.
I see. So they stepped in and assisted. Now, are they actually lawyers, or are they just people who come in and assist on people's cases?
They don't even assist. They'll give you their opinion and what they would do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's pro se. One of the things I really respect about these people is that they don't try and come in and say, hey, we can solve all your problems. They're coming in here and say, hey, look, we have some pieces of information. If you absorb these pieces of information and you use them correctly, you can get quite a bit done with them. They basically turn around and say, hey, look, we can't solve your problems. The responsibility is on your shoulders. Here's the tools.
I like it, and I like the fact that they give them up front on their website, because nothing says scam to me more than a teaser website and then an order form.
Yeah. No, the only teasing thing about their website is the very slow development, and I think that's just because they don't have a development team on their website.
Right.
They probably managed to put it together themselves, or a friend did it for them.
Right. Probably just a couple of older folks, and they don't really have a grasp on the Internet, and
they're probably not making that much money.
Right.
Good point. Hey, thanks for bringing that to my attention. And if you would, post that link on our bulletin board system for other people to vet and take a look at, because I know our listeners are going to find that interesting. Can you do that?
Sure, we'll do.
Thanks, Edward. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231. I know I want to definitely poke around on it and see how I feel about it, because I like Mark Stevens, who kind of sounds like he's got a bit of a... They sound like they've got a somewhat similar approach to Mark Stevens. But maybe a mix of the two would be useful. Mark Stevens, of course, over at adventuresinlegalland.com. Just basically the idea is you don't go into the courtroom taking what they dish out. You go into the courtroom taking a strong stand on your principles and what you expect out of the trial. You ask questions, as he was pointing out, or file papers that essentially box the judge into a corner where the judge says, well, yeah, of course you're going to have a constitutional... Oh, of course you'll have a fully informed jury. That way, when you finally bring up jury nullification, the judge can't say, whoa, you can't talk about that in here.
Whoa, my jury needs to be informed, Your Honor.
You said they'd be fully informed. I have it right here. You signed this document. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wristies provides the proper comfort and support for all ages, and Wristies provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wristies now at wristies.com. That's Wristies, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristies.com. Once again, wristies.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Wright discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. You can still take control of the airwaves and bring up what you want if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give them away, but we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by, for instance, voting for Free Talk Live. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. Cast your vote for the show. Help us out because we're in the top 10 podcasts of the world, thanks to those of you who have voted so far this month. But the competition goes on for the month-long period, so we still need to get those votes in. If you've yet to do it, head over now to vote.freetalklive.com. It makes a difference because the more votes we get, the longer we stay at the top of the charts. We're, I think, number 3 right now. But we could be number 1 if you would go and vote, maybe ask a friend or two to do it as well. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, let's talk to Eric in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Eric. Hey, man. Great. What's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about Ron Paul, but real quick, Thursday of last week, you had a couple guys call in who were worried about RFID chips and passports and such.
Okay.
And I just want to let them know that there's a very simple fix that Wired News published. Apparently, you just take a hammer to it.
Hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Like in the, apparently it's in the back of the passport. If you get a passport this year, as of the January 1st, they now all have RFID chips in it. Apparently you can find it if you, I guess, press on the back of the passport and then just slap it with a hammer, because everything else will leave impressions. Like if you put it in the microwave, that's going to make it look different. And if you burn it, they're going to know you've tampered with it. But if you slap it with a hammer, it's the simplest way to get rid of it, and they won't ever know you did anything.
Put some cloth over it so that you don't scuff it up with the hammer.
That's a good idea.
And I assume it would work for the credit cards that they're putting the chips in as well.
They might go whack.
Yeah. Awesome. But I wanted to talk about Ron Paul, and
sure.
When I first heard that he had announced his candidacy, I just kind of felt, he'll never get it. I mean, he's not the kind of candidate that the GOP would typically nominate.
Right.
But then it occurred to me, his timing couldn't be more perfect after the success of the First 1000 pledge.
Yeah, I really wonder if the Free State Project is a factor at all in his decision. And I think if he does finally decide to run, I think he's exploring the idea right now, but if he does finally file and run for president, we'll have him on the show. And I want to ask him that question as to whether or not the Free State Project was a factor, considering New Hampshire will be one of the first two or three states where the primary occurs. Is he expecting that the Free State Project will rally behind him and help him win New Hampshire?
I mean, if he gets a big win in New Hampshire, I mean, that could really catapult his candidacy.
It really could.
So,
you're absolutely right.
And I'm just really excited to see that. Unfortunately, since I'm a registered libertarian, I wouldn't be able to vote for him in the primaries. But
well, and there are no registered libertarians in New Hampshire.
It's true. In fact, in New Hampshire, you can actually change your registration the day you go and vote. So, or in the primary. So when we went in there, we were registered as undeclared. And you can go in and you can just say, okay, I'm going to be a Democrat today, or I'm going to be a Republican today, and you can actually choose which party's primary you want to vote in.
I'll have to find out if I can do that here in Texas.
Probably not. But you should look into it.
Yeah.
Eric, anything else on your mind?
No, that was it. Thanks.
Thank you, dude. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231.
I would imagine you could just fill out one of those voter forms and change your registration just that quickly.
It depends on where you live, man. I mean, some places you have to do it 30 days out. Remember, in Florida, you could not.
We're 30 days out right now from whatever election there's going to be.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying. Do it now. I thought you meant, like, the day of. In most states, you can't do that sort of stuff the day of. But in New Hampshire, you can. I think that's really cool. 800-259-9231. All right, Mark, let's jump into your email box. You've got a couple of emails here, and hopefully we can get through at least one of them.
Well, I've got a question from Alexander, and he says, if you were in college and had to take a class teaching you on how to regulate and why you should regulate industries, this is my unfortunate situation. Just looking for some ideological advice that won't get me into bad terms with my professors. Thanks. So clearly,
what was the question?
The question is, if you were in college and had to take classes teaching you on how to regulate and why you should regulate industries.
That's not a question.
Well, what can I tell you? What would you do if? Oh, that's right. The title of it is, what would you do
if I was in college and I had to take the class? I think that I would take the position of, well, I'm not opposed to regulation if it's a voluntary process, if it's a third-party regulation. So maybe spin it. Like, yeah, businesses should be regulated, but they should be regulated by third parties like Consumer Reports, and it should be done on a voluntary
basis. And they do a much
basis.
Better job.
Right.
Right. Well,
I would take that tack.
That's really great, Ian.
Yep.
You did a lot better than me, because I would have just gone in and argued against government regulation the whole way through.
Right. Show your teacher that you care about protecting people.
Mm-hmm.
And that if we allow the marketplace to regulate, then people will be better protected than they currently are.
Show how much more effective private regulation is.
Yeah, do a compare and contrast, and that might be a great final paper or something like that, or a theme throughout the year, maybe focusing on, for instance, different industries like restaurants. A lot of people are concerned about getting sick from a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on maybe theoretical industries, or not so theoretical in Nevada at least, but maybe prostitution. Show how even voluntary regulation can clean up an industry like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be how I'd approach it.
Really,
another email, Mark.
Oh, I'm not going to get through that other one again.
Oh, really?
No way.
Oh.
You got a short one?
No, I don't have a short one at all. So we can talk about the James Randi Prize.
What
you know
is that?
Is?
No.
James Randi is one of the most famous, I think, magicians. He's more now famous for his...
Oh, this is the guy that talks about fake...
his skeptic... He's a skeptic. World-renowned skeptic. If you're an undiscovered psychic, soothsayer, dowser, medium, time may be running out for you to put your supernatural powers to the test and claim a $1 million prize. But you already knew that, didn't you? 10 years after stage magician and avowed skeptic James Randi first offered a seven-figure payday to anyone capable of demonstrating paranormal phenomenon under scientific scrutiny, the 79-year-old clear-eyed curmudgeon is revising the rules of his nonprofit foundation's $1 million challenge to better target high-profile charlatans and spend less time on unknown psychics, who often turn out to be delusional instead of deceptive. He says, "We can't waste the hundreds of hours that we spend every year on the nutcases out there. People who say they can fly by flapping their arms," says Randi. "We have 3 file drawers jam-packed with those collections. There are over 300 claims that we have handled in detail." A skeptic since his teen years, Randi launched his challenge in 1964 after a growing outrage with fake mediums and fortune tellers using simple conjurer's tricks to prey on the public. A challenge was an efficient alternative to trying to prove a negative. Instead of traveling the world, investigating and debunking miracle workers one by one, an unclaimed cash prize stands as a fact on the ground, an immovable obstacle around anyone purporting supernatural powers must eventually navigate. The challenge started small. He initially offered $1,000 of his own money to anyone who could read a mind or bend a spoon under controlled conditions. He later upped the ante to $10,000, but that still didn't get a lot of takers. He said there wasn't much interest in $10,000, and frankly, I couldn't afford more than that. Then, in 1996, an unnamed donor contributed $1 million to the cause. And today, the James Randi Education Foundation, has an office in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and a small staff to keep pace with a steady stream of applicants, all supported by member contributions, grants, and the interest off the $1 million, which remains unclaimed. Currently, claiming the money takes a few steps. An initiate has to first submit a notarized application, agree with the foundation on a test protocol, then pass a preliminary test administered by independent local investigators. Should the would-be psychic pass the first test, Under an agreed upon rules, all that remains is to repeat his or her success in front of James Randi. Then, poof, a psychic millionaire is born. In 10 years, though, no one has passed the preliminary exam. Can you imagine, Mark?
No, I can't imagine.
I mean,
absolutely, I can't imagine. There's, you know, all this, most of this stuff is bunk.
Which psychic, though, wouldn't want to cash in and prove to the world that he or she actually has the powers they claim to have?
I mean, you would think that if they would be able to agree on some terms and come up with, I mean, if you know the extent of your powers, as it were, you'd be able to agree on some terms and come up with the criteria and pull it off 2 times in a row.
The most recent test was administered in Stockholm in October when Swedish medium Carina Landon tried to identify the gender of the authors of 20 diaries by touching the covers. She got 12 right.
That's pretty good.
16 was the agreed upon threshold for success. Pretty good. It's a 1 in 2 chance.
Oh, I thought that, I'm sorry, I thought that she
gender.
Guessed. Oh, gender.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, 12 is still better than average.
I don't know about that.
It is.
Maybe it's
if
not.
If it was 20,
before that,
the average would be 10.
That's a presumption on your part.
No, the statistics on my part.
I don't know. Maybe you should run the numbers and find out for sure.
No, you guess one. You know, the numbers are if there's 20 and you guess.
How do you know the average wouldn't be 11 or 12?
Because the average is, you're going to be wrong half the time.
Maybe
if
you
it's
won't.
Two chances. No, you won't. And that's statistics.
Before that, the
don't,
last.
Don't, like,
are
venture
you a statistician?
In, don't venture
are
into
you a
areas.
You don't,
I
did
took
you take statistics
I
in
took
college?
Statistics in college.
Oh, yeah?
What do you want?
All right, you beat me on that one, because I didn't.
Okay, well, it doesn't matter. It's simple statistics.
But with guessing a 1 in 2 chance, there's still a chance that the average could be higher than 50%. There's
no.
Still that chance.
No, the average could be lower. Do you see? So
it
that's
could,
why the average is 10.
All right. We're done for tonight. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night's show. Online at freetalklive.com. And there's a little bit more to the story about the James Randi Foundation. Maybe we'll get into it. It's your show. Free Talk Live. See you tomorrow night.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.